Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
TC Trailers is starting the year big with over 400 quality trailers on the lot at prices that won't wreck your resolution to save money. Cargo trailers, haulers, utility trailers, dump trailers, goosenecks, big ones, small ones, and everything in between. And when life throws a pothole your way, TC Trailers has an in-house repair shop and a fully stocked parts store to keep you rolling. So make this year the year you pull smarter. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Visit tc-trailers.com.
Our Encompass mobile banking app allows you to check balances, view transaction history, transfer funds, and pay loans on the go. You can even apply for a loan via our mobile app, too. Our app is very easy to download and install, and if you run into any problems, we're here to help. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. We're an equal housing lender, federally insured by NCUA, online at EncompassCU.org.
Hey, good morning. It's Party Line Tuesday. Shan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Won't be here this Thursday, but we'll be back with you next Tuesday. It is Fine Young Cannibals bringing us back in. She drives me crazy. Yeah, I've got a few granddaughters that like to do that every once in a while, but we'll digress. It's been a great Christmas season, though, being able to be with family. Hope you've had a great time. And winding down the old and bringing in the new, don't forget, tomorrow night is the big roller at the roller rink, Hoosierland Roller Rink, the New Year's Eve party, 2026 New Year's Eve party, Hoosierland Roller Rink, 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. They're going to roll in the new year. It's going to be a lot of fun. DJ Pete from California going to be out there. It's going to be a great time. So make sure you jump on your skates. And I'm sure if you don't want to wear skates, you can just be out there and enjoy watching the grandkids skate. Hey, we've got a guest in studio right now, Rhiannon Sizen. Okay, wait, let me get you. Sizen, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
It's one of those situations. Kind of tomato, tomato. I'm sure you probably get that. So
yes.
You are the director of Grissom Air Museum, which is a great place. Been
yes.
there. That's where we have our regional economic development meetings. We go to Grissom.
Good.
So usually monthly. Or every other month or so, we're at Grissom. Jim Tidd is my counterpart over in Miami County,
yep.
And they do a great job. So I always say that is one of our great gems that we have in our region that we get to experience each and every month. And I've taken folks over there to the museum. First of all, how did you get involved, Rhiannon? I mean, what's the backstory on that?
Well, Just like about any job, you see it on a job board and you apply for it. Now, I specifically applied for this. I have no background in aviation or military history. It's not my primary interest. I was ready to move on from my last job as a director of the Berrien County Historical Association in Berrien Springs, Michigan. And I thought, you know, I'm not going to limit myself. You know, I think I've reached kind of like now I'm kind of in my vibes era. I'm just going to go where it sounds cool. Yeah. And I thought it'd be funny to come and tell the story of the the live bombs we had to have the Grissom Air Force Base come and remove back in 2020 up in Michigan. And apparently they liked me, and now I'm here. So.
Wow, that's awesome. So there was a relationship there that you built and got to meet the folks and talk to the folks?
Yeah, so I had actually never really been to the museum prior to my my interview with them, but I had passed it. So I went to Ball State University for undergrad.
Oh, okay.
And I'm from Northwest Indiana. So there's really no easy way to get to Muncie from, you know, Hammond, Indiana. So we zigzagged across the state. My dad likes a little bit of a road trip. So we would take 30 to 31 down over, and we go cross over there in Gas City on 22. And I remember the first time we went by and we're like, look at all the planes. What is that?
Yeah.
And a bit of irony, one of the first directors for the Grissom Air Museum, John Marsh, he was there for a very, very long time, was actually one of my first history professors at Ball State.
Wow.
So it's a bit of a full circle for me to come back to Indiana, come to Kokomo/Peru, and come to an institution I had a connection with.
Yeah. Well, and of course, Grissom has a rich history. And it's had a lot of changing, you know, over the years as well. You know, some of the base got modified and changed into some housing, and it's been interesting. But I think the idea and as of late, it has moved back more to a real strong base and military base. I know I've been on the I've had an opportunity to go on one of the fueling missions, air fueling missions, and I tell you, that is an incredible experience. If you ever have a chance to do that, that is just incredible. As you you know, so we're actually over on the North Carolina coast refueling right over the Appalachian Mountains, refueling some, I don't remember what we were refueling, but I just remember laying there next to the guy and with a toggle. And it was pretty amazing to see the pilot just from the other plane waving at you, and you could see their, you know, pretty much their eyes. You know, it's pretty wild.
Yeah. So the Air Museum is actually not connected to the Air Force Base, but I think the vitality of the organization is tied to. To the Air Force Base because it is our neighbor.
Sure.
And we were founded by veterans who came from Grissom.
The base.
The base. So there is going to be this intrinsic relationship we'll always have. Sorry, my curator is texting me for the alarm code, and you are asking the wrong person.
No, I understand.
You're supposed to figure this out. You've been here a year.
If the alarm is going off, I've been here. I've done that here. I've come in here a couple of times where I have forgotten the alarm code, and I'm trying to get a hold of somebody, trying to tell them. And feel free to take that while I share this story. But I coming in trying to get the alarm, not knowing that it had even been set, and then I come in here and it's going. Well, you know, blowing, and I get back and thank the Lord we were able to get the code, and I was able to shut her down. So
I'm the last person you need to be asking. I've only been here 28 days.
I was going to ask you, how long have you been there? So it's just about a month.
I started on December 1st. Okay. My last day in Berrien County was November 23rd. So I really didn't give myself enough time between the two. But if you're going to do it, you got to jump into it. So.
Right.
It's a lot different than my last job. So the GAM is much bigger than the BCHA in terms of finances and structure. Not much bigger, about 100 or 25,000 or so bigger in terms of budget. So still within something I'm used to. But we saw 65,000 people come through the museum
last year.
So, and I remember we were having the interview and they're like, we'd love to see more people. And they kept talking about people. And I'm thinking, oh, they probably have the same problem we do is people don't know we're there or bad bypass or whatever. And when they're like, well, we saw 65,000 people last year. And I'm like, I can go like 4 days out of the five we're open and never see a single person at my last job. So
right.
Can you send some of them to Michigan? I can use them up there.
Absolutely.
Straight up 31. It's only an hour and a half. It's keep going. You're all going in that direction. So, yeah. So, you know, it's also, you know, new routines, new behaviors, new patterns, new people. The board here is bigger than my last one. I have some layers here that I did, at the Berrien County that I don't have here. Like, we were, the government owned our property in Berrien County, so I had to work with the county and the parks department. But here, we own all of our property, and really when we're working with folks, it's really more like the Air Force Museum regarding the care and maintenance of some of the planes that we have, quote unquote, on permanent loan from the Air Force.
Right.
We only own a couple of the planes that are actually on display. All the rest come to us on long-term loan from either the Air Force or the Navy, because a lot of people may not know that Grissom was a naval base back in World War II. So we got a little bit of that history.
What was one of the biggest surprises for you when you got involved with Grissom that you said, wow, I didn't know that?
I won't say all of it, but I don't know. I don't know if there was anything that made me go, oh my gosh, I didn't know this. I think it was the number of people, because from a size,
65,000 people, that's a lot.
That's an immense amount. We are, our busiest season course is June, July, and August, Memorial Day versus Labor Day. We see thousands of people for the car show every year in August.
Right.
And we're quite popular at the end of May because all people are coming down to Indianapolis for the 500.
Right.
And so they see us, they stop by. Every day we get someone goes, oh, I've driven past here all the time. And, we thought we'd stop. And, which is great, because I heard that all the time in Berrien County. I've been here for 35 years and I didn't ever come here before. I'm like, well, I'm glad you came.
Or sometimes I say, I've been here for this long and didn't even know you existed.
Well, that was another one. So I always would make the joke that, think about how many years you've been in Berrien County, times that by a dollar. And then that's how much money you owe the museum for all the back admission. I think it's just a different atmosphere. It's a different approach. Obviously, in Berrien County, we were the County Historical Association, so we were very broad-based. But I think that works out here. My background isn't in aviation or in military history, but my background is in museums, museum leadership, programs, and events. And
engagement, because how do you engage, the community? Because you make a great point, You mentioned
we see planes and that's it.
That's right. And how do you engage people to come off the 31 and come join you?
So that is a discussion I know the board has had in the past, the staff has had in the past. I think being more aggressive in how we're advertising needs to be done. I think we've kind of fallen off in the last couple of years in our advertising. Mm-hmm. And I think part of that is, well, we've always done this. And it's like, okay, cool, the old timers know, but you're trying to attract new people. And say, for example, the car show has been going on for almost 2 decades at this point. Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of people know that we're the first Saturday in August, but there are still people who don't know that, or they're not familiar, or they're new to the area, or they're just now getting into cars as a passion.
Right.
So making sure that we're promoting, making sure we're on social media. So if you're in any groups, especially in the Kokomo, Logansport, Wabash area, expect to see a lot of GAM stuff we want to share with you. Increasing how we're handling social media. It's not even just, hey, guess what? We have this event coming up. It's also sharing stories from our collections and highlighting some of the histories that we've been entrusted with. And of course, things like this. Now, I don't know if I'll drive down to Frankfurt every time you guys want me on the show, but...
You can call in, so that's no problem.
But, coming here and, so if there's anybody else out there that wants me on a television show or a radio show or podcast, I have done it all. I'm very good at that.
you do well. Rhiannon, what is the, you're a young person, so how do you...
My knees don't think so.
Yeah, how do you focus that, how do you attract the younger generation? When you talk of museums, people normally go, museums, that's for the old folks. I mean, how do you engage that next generation that's going to be able to keep the legacy and keep the lights on there at the museum?
Anyone who works in the field will tell you that's the million-dollar question.
Yep.
We have really all, as a field, gotten kicked in the teeth for COVID in the sense that It's so funny because people will complain online all the time. Oh, there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. And we've been doing stuff for decades. We are doing unique things. We are challenging how people perceive it. And that's one of the things that I think I will bring into this institution.
You mean in Michigan they were asking the same question? There's nothing?
It's all across the U.S.
Oh, okay.
It's all across the U.S.
I just want to make sure if people, everybody here, so make sure everyone in Frankfort and Clinton County can hear that. So other people in other communities say the same thing.
There's nothing to do. Well, and
that's,
they're always complaining. And it's like you have access to all this information in your phone. If you're not following, say if you're passionate about something, find all of the, not just the groups, but also the organizations are doing. So if you love car shows and you know we do a car show every year, follow us because we'll be promoting that in August. Or you like planes. But I also think one of the bigger challenges we have is people think it's just the planes. It's just it. And they're a bit of a Trojan horse for us. People are like, oh, planes. Yeah. I'm going to go see the planes.
Yeah.
Especially for families with young children. It's very, very easy. The older kids, however, they're too cool for school or, you know, your college kids or a little too cool for school to want to go see the planes at the air park. So one of the things I'm hoping to do in my tenure is to challenge people's perception of the kinds of stories that we tell. So one of the things is the planes aren't the only thing. We do have a full museum, and we want to do a couple of things. Number one, we want to personalize that history a little bit more. We want people to see themselves reflected in the stories that we're telling. It's not just flight. It's not just navigation. These are people. These planes did not design themselves, build themselves, fly themselves, care for themselves, and they're not maintaining themselves. It's a people story. The planes are just kind of the vehicle, no pun intended, to tell that story. And so some of the things that my curator, Jacob Jones, has been doing is making sure that we have a lot of faces attached to the stories that we're telling. So one of our main... when you first walk into the museum, you have this big, I wouldn't have designed it this way, but he has taken up the challenge, this big case, and he started it this year. We'll continue it 26. The faces of Grissom. And these are people who served at Grissom when it was a naval base, when it was an Air Force base, and now it's a reserve base. And so next year we'll have four people in there. A husband and wife duo will be in there. But we have three of them right now. We're only open for a few more days, so if you want to get this year's people and you got to be in before Sunday. But yeah, so those kinds of stories, our B-58, we're known for the B-58 because it's one of the major planes that flew out of Grissom. So we do have a section on the B-58 that will eventually move into our new B-58 building. But for right now, one of the things I said is I want to pull away from, I want to talk about the people. Like, you know, we're, so this year we're going to talk about what the navigator does and what a DSO is and, you know, what the pilot does and the ramp rats, as they were called, the ground crew. And then, of course, the 305th, which was out of Grissom, and the 43rd, which was out of Little Rock Air Force Base, the only two squadrons to fly the B-58. So telling that human story again, you got the 35th or the 43rd or the 305th. But there are real people there. There's where these guys, and they became
family.
That's
long before AI.
Yeah, long before it. Obviously, we also want to make sure that we're telling those stories and putting it into context. And I think that helps people. It's not just dead objects. And I think that's the biggest perception, misperception I think a lot of people have about museums. We're not dead objects in a case not to be touched. Yeah, we have dead objects that are in a case that are not to be touched because that's how we can ensure your grandkids can see these things too.
Right.
But there's so much more to it. And museums, especially even the small little volunteer run, they're doing things. They're bringing in people who are talking about this. Yeah. They're doing activities, camps. God bless them because that's a lot of work. They are at events and festivals. One of our sister museums in Berrien County, the North Berrien Historical Museum, they would have a booth for the Glad Peach Festival, which is gladiolas and peaches. And they would have all sorts of interactive, historical interactives. Whenever we'd go out to events for the BCHA, the Berrien County Historical Association, I remember we participated in this Healthy Kids Day. I don't even know how we get invited because we're a historical museum. And so I said, well, the question was, were you healthy enough to be a pioneer? Like, were you in shape enough to be a pioneer? So we'd have the milk churn weighed down with what milk would have been weighed down.
Can't imagine.
The iron, that would have been another one, a solid, what they're called sat irons, but the solid iron. And then a tabletop apple peeler.
Yeah.
And you'd see kids go, well, this is simple. I said, okay, well, now do a whole bushel of apples. And they look at you like, No.
I just want one. I just need one.
I just need a one. So, I mean, so that's the other thing we want to do is want to challenge people's perceptions of
So being more interactive, having interaction.
Correct. So we and that's what we're looking at, especially for the new edition, is making sure that there are ways that people can feel immersive. The word that kind of got batted around in the year or so after COVID, the COVID lockdowns, was experiential. If people are going to spend money, they want to experience something. So that's why bigger institutions that had, like the Children's Museum, still fared very well. I mean, we all got whacked in the
simulators,
head.
Things like that. That
helped. Correct. Yeah. Or, you know, for example, we have, we're going to be doing a munitions exhibit in 2026, and there's going to be video showcasing the spotting system, how they use a spotting system to shoot down enemy planes. Well, right around the corners, our spotter interactive. Are you capable of telling who's enemy and who's good?
Who's the good guy, who's the bad guys?
Yeah. Of course, we have the Huey people can climb into, but it's also getting people to interact with the grounds a little differently. That's why the car show is such a cool thing. I mean, people, they hear Warbird cruising and they think it's all planes, but it's really not. It is a car show. And it's getting people to come in and spend a little bit of time. So we are making sure that when we're doing stuff, that we are adding an extra layer that people want to interact with, that kids want to interact with. And I want to make it very clear, our interactions are designed for most children and all adults. We had some folks that were scheduled to go to the base a few weeks ago. They got in a little too early. Now we're closed on Monday through Wednesday during this time of year. And they didn't know that. And we were there, and I'm like, come on in. You know, if you want to go visit the museum, you can. Still a fairly warm day for December. We may have been very cold at the beginning of the month. And these were three guys from a local company, and they were kind of dressed up in slacks and whatever. And out of the corner of my eye, I watched one of the guys climb into our F4 Phantom cockpit. And I could just see on his face, he kind of felt like that. Like something in his inner child got healed. He got to be in a cockpit and kind of feel that way. So it's you know, there are things that we can't let you touch, but that's because that's the only way we can keep it safe. But any museum worth their weight in gold will always have an opportunity for you to interact. And every museum and every historical society in the state of Indiana and across the U.S. is doing it. There's 35,000 of us. You will find something you're passionate about.
Yeah.
But if you're the kind of person that's getting dragged to the museum because your spouse or your parents or your children really want to do it, our goal is also to kind of challenge that perception and give you guys something. So some of the things that we have talked about for future exhibits include, we've already had the title for it. It's called Homefront Warfront, and kind of showing how what companies that were making regular objects that we interact with every day were making things for the war effort, especially in World War II. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
One of the items that will be on display in the munitions exhibit, turns out the company made jukeboxes.
Wow.
So Jacob, my curator, has been working on that. So the other thing is talking about how what works, you know, what they've been doing in the military is, you know, or what we're doing at the home front are all interconnected. It'll eventually be called Stars, Stripes, and Spatulas. We're a couple of years out for that exhibit, but it's the interrelationship between military and home economics. So, for example, during World War One and World War Two, you had, for the first time in a long time, we had to think about large-scale troop movements and maintenance of these guys. Well, how do you preserve food to ship it over to Europe?
Right.
Not just down to Gettysburg or whatever. You got to ship it halfway across the world. So home ec scientists came in and helped with that. But then there's technology that was developed in the military that we now use. My best example is astronaut ice cream, freeze-dried foods that still retain their flavor or can be rehydrated. That was a lot of science that was co-developed with home economics scientists and military science. And now we don't think twice about it. You can buy at Menards for $165 a home dehydrator and dehydrate your own bananas if you want to. So we want to make sure that everyone sees it. We're looking to do some art exhibits, both from a military perspective as well as a interactive with artists' perspective. And at some point, we are going to have to think about, you know, redoing the main space after the B-58 building is done, because it's going to need to be zhuzhed up after this nice pretty building is done, and making sure that when we are doing those things that, again, rotational interactives that kids of all ages can enjoy.
Well, it sounds like just in your 28 days, you're doing great work, Rhiannon. And I know, time is escaping. We got to get going. I know you guys don't necessarily are planning this, but you guys will certainly be a partner in this with the 2026 Grissom Air and Space Expo.
Yep.
That's going to be pretty incredible. August 29th through the 30th. I've been hearing about this for about a year with a lot of folks that have been planning it. But the Thunderbirds, I lived in Cheyenne, Wyoming. That's where the Thunderbirds train for many, many years. And that's going to be a great day for the Thunderbirds to be there. It's going to be just an awesome time of, you know, North Central Indiana skies are going to be filled with some pretty cool planes.
Yeah. So I have not been able to be, obviously, there was no meeting this month for the air show. I will be at the next meeting. But a couple things. Number one, we are going to bring back our paid parking opportunity at the museum. This is a fundraiser for the museum. 100%
of the parking at your place will help the museum.
Yes. Okay. So that will help us. 100% of the proceeds go towards supporting our operations and making sure we can do our job. And then we'll, of course, have like our gift shop open. The museum will be open. We'll encourage people to be a part of it. And I do know that if you are interested in supporting the expo, whether as a sponsor, an in-kind sponsor, a community partner, please reach out to Grissom Air Reserve Base. They themselves cannot ask for sponsorships, but I, as a private citizen, certainly can. And I encourage businesses to get involved. And if you don't think that this is worth it, they saw 65,000 people in 2019 across 2 days. I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, they will see that much, if not more, in 2026.
Oh, absolutely. And I think you're going to see that probably in that one weekend.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I mean, it's going to be crazy. And
exactly.
To be able to see the Thunderbirds. I know anytime I've been down to Pensacola watching the Blue Angels, it's an incredible, you know, to see what those guys can do and how they can maneuver. But all the other, if anybody's ever been to Oshkosh, you know, anytime that you've been able to go to a place where you see some pretty incredible displays, whether they be static or whether they be moving and flying, it's going to be a great
opportunity. We encourage folks to come out. So, and if you need some time, if you need to kill some time before August, please come visit the museum.
So tell us how do people, where you're located.
Okay.
Give us some phone numbers and websites.
All right. We're at 1000 West Hoosier Boulevard near the Air Force Base. You can't miss us from 31.
You drive right up the ramp.
You drive right up
the ramp.
We're right there. We will be closed January and February for our winter break. This is when we do our switchover, cleaning, the whole nine yards. Our tentative opening date for the new season will be March 12th, 2026.
Okay.
Follow us on Facebook, Grissom Air Museum. You also can visit our website, grissomairmuseum.com. And we will be in the process of updating the website over this break with all the information and the new stuff. We will have several new exhibits. We will post these on Facebook in the coming weeks. We have the air show, the golf outing will be back in September, and we are getting some new stuff going on that will hopefully encourage you guys to come out, including a scavenger hunt in July, a potential aviation-themed escape room in October.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
And that'll be great for the older kids. That's great for middle schoolers, high schoolers, and adults, so don't think that you can't come join us. And, of course, I just want to say one last thing. I've mentioned it several times. We are building our first edition in 35 years.
Yeah, that's great.
So it's for the B-58, and we are currently under a match time period. So anyone who wants to donate, your donation will be matched one for one, dollar for dollar, up to $200,000. If you want to get some last minute donations in before the end of the year, this is the time to do it. Otherwise, the match is going through March 31st. We are about $250,000 to $300,000 away from finishing up all the money we need to raise, and we are really excited because we should be able to move the B-58 into its new building by February.
Oh, that'd be great.
So keep an eye out. We'll be live streaming that and giving some in-person opportunities to some very special folks. But if you need to get a hold of me, or if you want to have me come talk to your groups, your classes, etc., it's director@grissomairmuseum.com. Let me see if I get the phone number right, 765-689-8011. Or again, you can go to the website and all that information is there.
And follow on Facebook and all that.
Please follow us on Facebook. We're going to be adding more stuff and a lot more interactives and some things like that. We're here to share the story.
Well, Rhiannon, that really cool stuff. You're doing a great job. Keep it up. Glad to have you back from Michigan.
Yes.
Back to Indiana, back home again. So we greatly appreciate you being here.
I'm living the state motto, back home again in Indiana.
Right.
Look at that.
Well, we appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great day. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Talk to you soon. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Party Line. Good Lord willing, we'll be back with you, tomorrow, but I won't be back with you till next week. But have a great, very blessed and prosperous, healthy New Year. Don't forget Hoosier Roller Rink, the Hoosierland Roller Rink, the big New Year's Eve party. That's coming up this tomorrow night, December 31st, 6 to 1 a.m. 6 p.m., 1 a.m. It's going to be a great time. Enjoy roller skating and the great music from DJ Pete. It'll be a fun time. All right, that'll wrap it up for us. Stay safe, be courageous. We'll talk to you soon.